Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. And make sure you check out Kendrick Perkins on Scals and Pals, a new NBA podcast featuring Perk, Brian Scalabrine, Rick Bucher, Caron Butler, and more, talking everything NBA every single weekday. Just search Scal wherever you find your favorite podcast, and it's definitely worth the listen. And now joining us in studio is actually watching him on Saturday night as I was spending some time checking out a little Bucks and Sixers before the big fight with Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. And that's Kendrick Perkins here with us, NBA champion with the Boston Celtics, also played with the Thunder and a few more teams. Perk, great to have you in here. How are you?
What's going on? I appreciate you having me on. You know, just living a life, enjoying basketball, because it's back where it needs to be, competitive.
And you're probably enjoying, are you enjoying this transition, just wondering, from player now to broadcaster? Because everywhere you go, Kendrick Perkins is on my television pretty
well,
much.
You know what? It's fun because, you know, one thing about me is that I do my homework, and I am a student of the game. I know I played basketball, and I played it all my life, but I'm actually a student and a fan of basketball, period. And so I was like, you know what? I watch basketball anyway, so why not just go on air and go be a part of the media and actually talk about it? I mean, because my wife don't want to hear it, so I might as well go talk about it with some people want to at least talk about it with me.
For that transition, and you know, being in the NBA, you have a lot of friends, you have a lot of enemies as well. Mm-hmm. When you're critical of guys, you know, I remember that Twitter beef a few weeks ago between you and KD. Do you hear a lot of response from guys still in the league that you're critical of?
Not really, because, you know, at the end of the day, I try not to be biased, you know, and I also will give credit when credit's due. So I'm not a guy that's just going to just attack. But if you're playing horrible, I got to tell you. And I got a lot of great friends that still play in the league, from LeBron James to Anthony Davis to Russell Westbrook, James Harden. And I tell them all the time, hey, look, I got to go on here and talk about you because you was horrible last night. And they was like, I already know, Perk. Like, you know, I
you keep it real.
Yeah, I keep it real, but I also praise them when
sure.
They're doing the right thing. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's a fine line. I never cross the line and try to disrespect them by no means. But, you know, you just got to be fair, though. You gotta call it a spade. So if they're not playing well, you got to say it.
Kendrick Perkins in studio with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Let me take you back to Sunday, that Celtics-Lakers game. It was absolutely awesome. I still don't get how Brad Stevens got a technical, though. How about yourself?
I mean, that's crazy. You know, sometimes I always say that a lot of the referees, they know when it's a national televised game. And you got to understand.
They want their moment?
Yeah, their families are watching, too. So you got to know when they make a call, the camera go on them, they get their TV shine. But that was horrible. I mean, like, unless Brad did something literally out of control, then you give him a tech. But in that moment, as an official, you got to control your emotions, because it's like, it's in the heat of the battle. And everything, like, at that moment, is probably not going to come off as just, like, extra nice. So you got to be able to control your emotions. But luckily, they missed the free throw, and it really didn't affect that part of the game. But
it was horrible. Like, come on now. Brad is a great guy.
Just curious, and watch your arm there, oh, so you don't turn off your microphone. As Kendrick Perkins is in studio with this. At first, I go, my headphones go out for a little bit, but Big Perk got his arm on the on-off mic. Nah, it happens. You know, it's a transition of being a new broadcaster here. I guess you're doing a little rookie hazing to us, but usually that should go the other way.
Yeah, right.
I should be hazing you. You're not hazing us. But with that Celtics team, though, we were all wondering what they were going to be going into this year, post-Kyrie. And they've impressed a lot of people. Kemba Walker's been awesome, but it starts with Jason Tatum.
Yeah, it do. And Jason Tatum is – this Jason Tatum this year is the Jason Tatum we was waiting on last year.
Yeah.
I'm not going to shoot any names. Maybe a guy was holding them back, Kyrie Irving. But, hey, whatever. Jason Tatum right now has took his game from an all-star level to – right now he's a top 10 player in the league. Like, you can't just flat-out name – 10 guys that's better than Jason Tatum. And when you look at this Celtic team, they're deep. Marcus Smart is so underrated offensively. Like, he's a hell of a playmaker. But then you look at Jaylen Brown, who's becoming one of the best two-way players in today's game. He could give you 20 points, and he guards at a high level. Like, he should make an all-defensive team. But Jason Tatum has been in his bag lately. And, you know, he torched the Clippers right before the All-Star game, and then he came back with that performance last night, although they lost, but it still was a great performance by him. Like, everybody was talking about Jason Tatum. It was to the point where even LeBron James had to make an Instagram post, like, congratulating this kid because he's on the rise. And I wouldn't be surprised if he retires a Boston Celtic and he's a Celtic for life.
Kendrick Perkins in studio with us. You're also violating you're doing something a lot of media people do, including myself.
What's that?
When you talk about Kyrie Irving, 5 days ago on your Twitter, you said you weren't talking about him ever again.
I didn't talk about him bad. I just said that he just got out the way, and it was time for Jason Tatum, you know, to come on. I didn't kill Kyrie this time. I'm letting Kyrie make it. I won't talk about Kyrie till next year, and, you know, hopefully he does well so I can say some good things about him.
Just curious, when we look at the injuries that are going on now, KD is going to be out for the year. Kyrie is going to be out for the year. Klay Thompson now officially out for the year. We're going to see when Steph Curry comes back. When you look at both those teams, the Warriors and the Nets, in the next year, 2-3 years, who do you think is better set for success?
The Nets. Yeah, listen, when you have Kevin Durant on your team, when healthy, he was arguably the best player in the world. And you add a Kyrie, who's the ultimate Batman. We've seen that with LeBron James. Sure. And I think those guys on the court are going to be a force to reckon with. Although you can't count Golden State out, but they're in a tough, tough Western Conference. And, you know, they don't have a lot of money to go get a lot of good pieces. But I do think Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, with the window that they have over the next 3 to 4 years, that I would be disappointed if they didn't bring back at least one championship back to the Nets.
And that conference, and my producer, Mikey B, right here,
Mikey B,
he's Nets super fan.
Okay.
That's like gold to his ears, like what you're saying right
now.
They're
going to be really good. They're going to be really good.
And I just wonder, there's no concern about KD coming off that injury?
No, not at all. Listen, I watch videos. I watch KD work out. He's a gym rat. The concern is going to be for the rest of the league when he come back and be tearing it up next year, because one thing I know about Kevin Durant is that he eats, sleep, and breathe the game of basketball. He don't care about nothing else extracurricular outside of basketball. All he want to do is hoop, go home, watch basketball, and get on his Twitter. That's KD's life.
His real one or his fake one?
I'm not getting involved with that one. But seriously, though, that's KD. So I'm just it's going to be like the league got to watch out, because a guy like KD is killing him not to hoop right now. So when he gets back next year, he's going to be on one.
That Easter Conference this year in 2020, right now the Bucks are the class of the East. Who's the biggest challenger? If there's one team that you think could defeat the Bucks in the playoffs, who is it?
It's the Toronto Raptors. I actually picked them to start of the season to make it back to the finals.
Did you really? Wow.
Yeah, I did, because they're battle-tested. They're well-coached in Nick Nurse, and they got a lot of experience, and they got a lot of guys over there that are capable of having big nights. They're not afraid of the moment. And I love what they're doing over there. And I just feel like that they are a team that's really deep. And I think that they could give the Milwaukee Bucks a run for their money.
What Nick Nurse is doing, last year wins the championship.
Right.
When you have a player like Kawhi, Kawhi's going to get all the credit for that. This year, I think the coaching job this year is more impressive than last year because they've been without Kawhi Leonard, obviously.
Absolutely. He might just win Coach of the Year.
He should.
It's a lot of good coaches out there, but Nick Nurse, he got them at the number two seed. Like, he's been dealing with more injuries than any other team or any other coach has dealt with this year, and he's still keeping those guys playing at a high level. And he got those guys, he's putting those guys in position to be successful. Guy go down, it's next man up. He's finding the right rotations, the right mixture of players. He's doing a hell of a job. And to me, if I had to pick one right now, and it's bad because Billy Donovan is a close second, but I have to go with Nick Nurse.
That's really something with OKC this year because everyone pretty much wrote them off once Paul George left.
Not everybody, Zach. I didn't.
Not you.
No, I didn't.
Chris Paul.
Yeah.
What people thought that was pretty much going to be it for Chris Paul going there. He deserves a lot of praise this year.
Yes. I mean, his leadership, and he embraced the opportunity. He didn't whine and cry about, oh, I want out or about. No, he embraced that opportunity, took the young guys under his wing, you know, basically told the vets that's there, hey, we got opportunity. And the things that he's doing right now, if he keep this up, you definitely have to put him in the MVP conversation. Because right now they're in the sixth seed, and they're only like two games from getting up in that top five. So it's like, no, first of all, we didn't even expect them to make the playoffs. Well, I did, but I expected them to be like a number eight seed. But they're steady climbing up the ladder, and it's like, hold on. Are they on to something? Like, do anybody really want to see this OKC team in the first round? Because you have to grind it out. They play hard-nosed defense. They play old-school basketball. And you got to give a lot of credit to Chris Paul because what he's doing with that organization and that leadership, as far as being a leader, is pretty remarkable.
We were getting this conversation on Friday. I think for me, it's safe to say that Giannis is going to win back-to-back MVPs. Your top five players in the league, let's say if everyone's healthy, so throw KD back in there, throw Steph back in there, your top five players are who?
Well, my top five players in the league is Kevin Durant, not in no particular order.
Sure.
LeBron James, Giannis.
Kawhi?
Kawhi, he is in my top five. And see, that number five is iffy because it's like you could go Luka, James Harden, but you got to put James Harden in there. I mean, like, he's averaging. I don't know if I'm putting
You don't put Kawhi in there?
I want to so bad, man. It's just Kawhi's a great player, man. He's a great postseason player. Like, he gets it done in the postseason. But regular season, like, to me, number-wise, guys are having a better season than Kawhi. Like, Luka is having a better season than Kawhi right now if you look at number-wise, stat-wise, James Harden. So, Anthony Davis. I mean, so, you know, that's why I don't put Kawhi in there because he's more of a playoff-type guy.
Like, talk about the playoffs with Kendrick Perkins. What is it with Harden in the postseason? Because year in, year out, I do the same thing. Unbelievable in the regular season. The postseason, they get disappointed with him.
Well, I think now you won't because he got the guy that he need by his side that he has to step up and compete with Russell Westbrook. You know, James is a guy that sometimes he need that push. He needs that nudge. And, you know, he have a phase where he disappear at times. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think with them acquiring Russell Westbrook, a guy, a childhood friend, a guy that he respects, a guy that he can't look Russell Westbrook in the eyes and not go extremely hard. So I think that was the best move for the Houston Rockets because, as you see, he's leading the league in scoring. At one point, we thought he was going to average 40 points a game, and that's because you have to put on your hard hat every night when you're playing with Russell Westbrook. Like, it's a no-brainer. You have to because this guy, he demands your best. Now, does he go out there and shoot the ball well? No, but one thing people don't question is his heart and how hard he plays.
Kendrick Perkins here with us for a few more minutes at the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Getting back to the officiating, we mentioned the Brad Stevens technical, which I still don't get why he got called for the T. I know Mark Cuban with the protests right now with what happened at the end of that game, too. Is there an officiating problem in the league, or is it just that we got two bad ones back-to-back?
Well, it's been an officiating problem. Like, you could go back and pick out so many games that the referees probably messed up, but you can't blame that. Like, at the end of the day, like, they're going to make mistakes. But like my mentor and Doc Rivers used to tell me, don't leave it in the ref hands. You know, go out there and handle your business early. And it's crazy because everybody want to look at what happens in the fourth quarter. He lost the game because he didn't make the game winning shot, or the referee blew the call. But nobody remembers what happens in the first three quarters. Like, nobody remembers, a traveling violation or something that happened that could have erased two or three points that you wouldn't even been in that position. So at the end of the day, when you talk about, especially like the Mark Cuban situation, that's very disturbing to me, and here's why. So you set out your two best players and Luka and Porzingis, right? You sit those guys out for the Atlanta Hawks game. So in my mind, I'm like, oh, you don't care about this game. So you go in Atlanta, and all of a sudden a controversy call, and Atlanta beat you, and then all of a sudden you go on this damn rant, right? This rage and rant about the referees, but you probably wouldn't have been in that position if your two best players would have played. Like, so how do you want it? You can't have it both ways.
I hear you on that one. Wrap it up with Kendrick Perkins. So let me get to Kevin Garnett. One of my favorite players to ever play the game is KG. You were teammates with him. You won a championship. How do you put into words what he meant to your career and just to be able to be a teammate with
him? He was everything. Still a big brother to me. KG was the best thing happened to my basketball life. He taught me how to sacrifice. He taught me to be who I am as a basketball player. KG gave you the ultimate confidence. He's the best teammate ever. Off the court, I mean, you won't find another guy like him. He's so unselfish. It's crazy. And he's loyal to the T. If he love you, he love you. You know, there's no in-between with him. Either you on this side of the fence or on this side of the fence with him. And the thing is, you want to be on the right side of the fence because you are. He'll give you the world more as far as knowledge, love, everything. Like, if you're going through something and you're depressed, I'm telling you, you go sit down with KG for an hour, you'll walk out of there like, I'm feeling a lot better. I'm ready to take on the world. But, you know, that's just the impact that he brings. And like, you know, he's just a powerful person, in my opinion.
As you know, his number is getting retired by the Boston Celtics.
It should be.
Doc Rivers over the weekend said that he wants Ray Allen there. Would you want Ray in the building at TD Garden for that ceremony?
Absolutely. I mean, like, life is too short. You know, the beef that went on with KG and Ray was, I was already gone to Oklahoma City, whatever it is, but I don't think it's worth it. I think life is too short. You got to get past it. We had a lot of great battles together. We won championship together. And I think we got to get to the point where it's like, okay, look, let's put this aside. Because, I mean, it's irrelevant. We all have moved on. And, you know, you just want to see them just, you know, nip it in the bud and at least be at peace with one another.
Because when I look back at that, and I get the emotions, 2012, the Celtics are in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Heat. They lose to the Heat. The Heat actually go on and, as you know, defeat you guys. Then with the Thunder in the NBA Finals. But part of me just says, all right, he left. And, yes, there's emotions there. But over time, you got to bury that hatchet because those guys are still synced together and linked together because of the championship.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, like, you
at this point, it seems a little petulant, you know, that there's still that beef there.
Yeah. Like let's nip this in the bud and move on because, you know, I love KG. That's my big brother. I got the utmost respect for Ray. You know, Ray was a good influence in my life, basketball life as well. So, you know, you just hate to see it, but, you know, hopefully time heal wounds and hopefully Ray do show up to KG retirement.
I'd be remiss before we let you run if I didn't bring up Kobe Bryant. They had the memorial service today at the Staples Center where they honored Kobe, Gian, and all the victims in the tragic helicopter crash. I was watching it, and it's tough to watch. It's Absolutely. Powerful, but the emotions are still there clearly. And, you know, Michael Jordan speaking. Vanessa Bryant was outstanding. I don't know how she was able to do it.
Right.
But her words are remarkable. Just a little reflection about Kobe Bryant. You know, Shaq was speaking too. Gino Auriemma, Diana Taurasi. It was really a touching and moving ceremony. But just reflect a little bit on Kobe.
Well, Kobe was a guy that was like, you know, he was Mr. You know, he was Mr. Adversity. When you look at a guy who got through adversity, mental toughness, you think of Kobe Bryant. And that's where that Mamba mentality come in. And when you sitting there watching the ceremony today and you watch Vanessa go up there and you could just feel that Mamba mentality running through her bloodstreams. Like, to be that strong to go up there after losing your daughter and your husband, and I mean, literally, it's like she held up. She didn't need nobody by her side. Like, that was, like, powerful. And I'm like, wow, like, that Mamba mentality runs through that household. You could tell because she was so strong with it. And I think, you know, today is a day that you could never get closure when you lose a loved one or you lose somebody that's close to you or something like that. But at the end of the day, I think this celebration was great. It was great for the NBA. It was great for the world. So now, you know, we could all know that Kobe would want us to move forward. But you should take a message out of that and just be the best that you could be in everything that you could do. That's the thing that I try to be, especially now in this new media where I'm always up doing homework, late night studying, watching games, looking at numbers, looking at stats. And whatever you are in life or whatever your career is, you know, if you don't get nothing out of it from this Kobe situation, you should have that Mamba mentality and attack it and put your all into it.
Once again, make sure to check out Kendra Perkins on Scal and Pals, a new NBA podcast featuring Perk, Brian Scalabrine, Rick Bucher, Caron Butler, and more, talking everything NBA every single weekday. Just search Scal wherever you find your favorite podcast, and it's definitely worth the listen. Listen to Scal and all you guys all the time. It's fantastic for the Radio.com family as well. All right, big fella, before we let you run, prediction, who's going to the finals this year?
I would never bet against King James, so I got the Lakers. And although I love Toronto, I went and watched the Bucks the other night, and I just got to roll with Milwaukee because they're on another level right now.
Yeah, I think Milwaukee's going to get there.
Right.
And it's weird. Right now, we're kind of bored with the Milwaukee story just because of how great they are night in and night out. And last year, they were the number one seed and didn't get it done. It just feels like we're waiting
right
to see them in the second round
absolutely
of the playoffs and how the story plays out this
I think
year.
It plays out well for them. They got one of the deepest teams in the league, and like I said, Giannis is on a mission. I mean,
he's
like
a freak.
Yes, yeah. Like he would not be denied. The only, knock on wood, the only thing that could hurt the Milwaukee Bucks is if, you know, injuries come about. Other than that, they have all the pieces. They're well coached, so I expect them to be in the finals.
Perk, great to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.